If you have your Bibles this morning, could you please turn with me to the book of Nehemiah? Nehemiah, the second chapter. We're going to be concentrating on that sixth verse. Then Nehemiah chapter 2. Amen. Nehemiah is before Ezra. We're after Ezra and before Esther. As Nehemiah chapter 2, we're going to concentrate on that sixth verse. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so. Amen. Everyone have it? Amen. If you got to turn to the table of contents, do so. Amen.
Amen.
That's what it's there for.
Amen.
Amen. Don't be afraid to use it. It ain't saying that you don't read your word. Amen. The book of Nehemiah, second chapter, verse 6. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall our journey be? And when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading and hearers of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all see those two questions that are asked. Amen. How long shall our journey be? And when will thou return? Amen. The question that I want to talk to you about today is, how long will your journey be? How long will your journey be? Not anybody else's journey, but your journey. How long will your journey be? Just give you a few high points on Nehemiah. We got to realize the Jews had just returned from Babylon. They had just returned from captivity. Amen. And Nehemiah had a position of the king cupbearer. The words had came to Nehemiah how Jerusalem was in ruin, how the gates has been torn down and burned with fire. And after hearing the news about Jerusalem, Nehemiah prayed to God. He prayed to God. And we know that God does answer prayer. He prayed to God that God will show favor towards the king on his behalf, and prayed to God to allow him to go to rebuild the wall. You know, being the cupbearer of the king, we got to realize that is an important position. When the king get ready to drink, that cupbearer is right there,
amen,
giving him what he needs to drink. And you got to realize that the king had to trust Nehemiah,
yes,
in order to be the cupbearer. And you cannot just go up to the king and know all sorts of attitude. The king noticed Nehemiah wasn't himself. Mm-hmm. And you know that the Persian king, you know, they wanted their people to have adequacy. They wanted them to be right in everything that they do in front of them. So when Nehemiah was frowning and was sad, the king noticed that. The king noticed that his heart wasn't there with him. So the king asked Nehemiah what was going on. And in that third verse, he said, and said unto the, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad? When the city, the place of my father's sepulture, lies waste, and the gate thereof are consumed with fire. This is Nehemiah asking, answering the king's question. Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. Remember I said in chapter 1, Nehemiah prayed. And he prayed that God would show favor on his behalf. And I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou would send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father, sepulture, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, which is our verse, and the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be? And when wilt thou return? You know, when you have the favor of God on your life, God can make your enemy your footstool. God will make your enemy do things that they would normally, ordinary do. We know Nehemiah was sent with letters. They gave him wood. See, when you have favor of the Lord, you got something. Man cannot do anything to you because it's God's favor. It's God's favor on your life. And his favor is on each and every one of our lives. And we got to realize that. That's why being jealous of each other is a waste of time.
Amen.
What God has for you, it is for you.
Amen.
So we need to put aside all this jealousy. We need to put it far away from us. Because when God has favor on your life, I'm here to tell you, them blessings just flow. Those blessings will just flow. So the question I ask you today, how long will your journey be? From the wilderness of sin to the plains of righteousness. How long are we going to continue to do the things that we are doing, knowing they are not pleasing in God's sight? How long are we going to stay in the wilderness? How long, church? How long are we going to continue to treat one another wrong? How long are we going to stay out there when we know we got righteousness standing right there in front of us? Because the Bible says, narrow is the path. Straight is the gate. And narrow is the way. So how long are we going to stay in the wilderness? In our sin. In our disobedience. So I ask you again, how long will your journey be? How long? How long? Because Jesus said, behold, I stand at your heart door now. How long? And some of us think that we're getting away with it by doing the things that we're doing. God's spotlight is shining on us.
Yes, sir.
We're done in the dark. We'll come to the light.
All right.
The wilderness of sin. Mm-hmm. We continue to do the same thing over and over again. When we have righteousness right there in front of us. God brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways. How long will your journey be? Are you tired of the wilderness? Are you tired of the storms of life that just beat you up? How long will your journey be? From a strange land of captivity to the homeland of freedom. You tell church, when we are sinning, we are in bondage. We are in bondage, we are slaves. Satan has some of us slaves to sin. Are you tired of it? Are you tired of it? You need that yourself. Because the Bible says, once you know right, you ought to do right. And don't think you're getting away with nothing. I'm going to tell you, you can't get away with nothing. I might not see you. The church might not see you. Your mom and dad might not see you. But God sees all.
Amen.
And you will have to give an account for it. Because we don't know when, nor when. We can enjoy this homeland, this spirit-filled life. The Bible tells us to walk in the spirit, that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You know, when we fulfill the lust of the flesh, we are not walking in the spirit. Over in the book of Galatians, Romans, over that fifth chapter, it tells us about those things. How are we supposed to walk in the spirit? If we walk in the spirit, we won't be enticed by these worldly pleasures. It's when we don't walk in the spirit, when we are consumed with some of everything, and we are in bondage to sin. But Jesus died that we will not have to be bondage to sin anymore.
Amen.
He died on the cross for you, and he died on the cross for me. Walk in the spirit, that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now the work of the flesh are manifested, which of these adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, and heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, I have also told you in time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
All right.
But a spirit-filled life is the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. We have to emulate the fruit of the Spirit. You cannot have joy without gentleness. You cannot have long-suffering without faith. Come from among them and be ye separated. So I ask you again, church, how long will your journey be? Are you tired and sick or tired of the way things are going on in your life? You know, church, we got to realize we bring a lot of stuff on ourselves. We ain't got nobody to blame but ourselves. When we go through things, we bring them on ourselves. But yet and still, we want to blame somebody else. When we should be looking at ourselves. Michael Jackson, a man in the mirror. I'm asking, can he change his ways?
All right.
Who do you look at in the mirror? How long will your journey be? How long are you going to continue doing the same old thing, knowing you ain't getting nowhere? See, church, each and every day of our life, we should get stronger.
Amen. Amen.
But if we're not getting stronger, something You can't look at nobody else but yourself.
Right. You're right.
Don't blame nobody for things that you have control of.
All right. Amen. Amen.
You have control to stop doing some of the things that you're doing.
Amen.
Unless you come as a little child,
that's it.
You will not inherit the kingdom of heaven.
That's it.
I'm talking about you got to humble yourself like a little child if you want to see Jesus, if you want to have eternal life. Walk in the Spirit that you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
Amen.
How long will your journey be?
Wow.
How long? Come from sin bondage to Christian freedom. Walking in the Spirit of God. Because He promised to never leave us.
That's right.
Nor forsake us.
That's right. Thank you, Father.
See, sometimes people come to church as a formality.
Yeah.
All right.
They come to church because mama and daddy told us to come to church. But why do you come to church? Why do you come? I'm praying that you come to hear the word of God.
Amen.
Not just a form. It's not a tradition. It's because you love Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
And if you love Jesus, you ought to show some sign.
That's right.
How long will your journey be? See, the king asked Nehemiah, how long are you going to stay? How long are you going to stay, Nehemiah?
Mm-hmm.
And when are you going to return?
Mm.
So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time.
Mm.
How long and when are we going to set a time?
Mm-hmm.
A time to say, I'm tired.
Well,
I'm tired of doing the same old thing.
Mm. Yeah,
man. It ain't working out for me. Let me try Jesus.
Yeah.
Let me try the lily of the valley.
Yeah.
Let me try the bright and morning star.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you, when you try, you won't be the same.
All right.
I'm telling you, your whole outlook in life,
yes, sir,
will be different.
Yes, sir.
Things you used to say, you won't say no more. Places you used to go, you won't go. Your walk would be different. Your talk would be different.
Amen.
You would have had an operation from the inside out. See, where there was hatred, love would be there.
Yeah.
Where there's envy, love would be there.
Amen.
Where there's strife, love would be there. Because the Bible says, when you're in Christ, you are a what? New creature.
Amen.
All things are passed away.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And behold, all things become new.
Yeah.
How long will your journey be? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It comes a part in our life. As we get older, we got to put away childish things.
Yeah.
Be like Paul said, but when I became a man,
mm-hmm,
I put away those things.
Right.
Amen. Things I used to do, I stopped doing.
Mm-hmm.
How long will your journey be?
Amen.
From an earthly tent to a city not made by me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for that city. So bright and fair.
Yeah.
I'm looking for that city that made not with man hand.
Amen.
Because I know that this earthly tabernacle will dissolve.
Yes, sir.
But I'm so thankful I got a builder.
Amen.
And his name is Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And he promised me eternal life.
Yes.
Like the song say, this building will keep on me.
Yes.
That's why I got to move.
Amen.
To a better home.
Because
this building will dissolve. This body will go back to the dirt.
Amen.
Where it comes from.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
But my soul my soul.
Yes, sir.
I'm working on my soul.
Yes, sir.
To hear the voice. Well done.
Well, amen. Amen.
Well done.
Amen.
See, I want to go to a place where the wicked will cease from truth.
That's right.
And the trouble will be erased.
Yes.
Every day will be something. And Sabbath has no end.
Amen.
I don't know about you, church, but I'm working on the building.
All right.
I'm working on the building. Because this earthly tent is coming down.
Amen.
Every day of my life is fall. It's fall.
Mm-hmm.
It's fall. Mm. Every day of my life is falling.
Yes, sir.
Mm. It's falling. Because this body was made to last forever.
That's right. Amen. 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 Amen.
But Jesus offers us eternal life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I ask you again, church, how long will your journey be?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to make up your mind to come into the ark of safety?
Amen.
When are you going to make up your mind to say, I yield myself to thee?
All right.
When are you going to make up your mind and say, for God I live, mm-hmm, and for God I die?
Yes.
How long shall your journey be?
Yes.
Lord, I've been in the wilderness.